Hi, Spencer Rivers here with Tigers Tidbits. Well, here we are in the All-Star break. Good game on Sunday. Fulmer just kind of outshone Corey Kluber in Cleveland as the Tigers won that game. Justin Verlander, despite the loss, pitched very well during the weekend. Maybe he knew the scouts were in Cleveland watching him or something. I don't know. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's owed a lot of money. And he has the final say about being traded. So I just don't have a feeling that Verlander is going to go out of Detroit. But that's just my opinion. Tigers are in fourth place, 39-48, eight games back, and been playing like a 500 team, 5-5. So we'll see what happens after the break here, see if something happens. Teams have turned it around in the second half, and that always could happen. You know, the players are getting awfully tired of hearing about the trades. Cabrera said, he told ESPN, if they're going to trade me, trade me. If they're going to trade these guys, my teammates, trade these guys. But I don't like to come in here every day and hear about how they're going to trade this guy and trade that guy. Do something, then that's it. In fact, all the players are just tired of talking about it and hearing about it. But there's really not much they can do with it. Miguel Cabrera is not going anywhere. $248 million deal, so a trade would be a lot of money given on the contract. But other Tigers starters, including Justin Verlander, which is, I don't think he's going anywhere. Outfielder J.D. Martinez, the sports writers think that he's going to be gone. He's going to be traded. And closer Justin Wilson. There's another name mentioned about being traded. But you just never know. It's all speculation, and we'll see what happens. Martinez says you try to ignore it, and keep your mind on playing the game. But you are constantly hearing about it. It's annoying. Everyone is always asking about it, especially family and friends. But that's the game we play. Miguel Cabrera acknowledged that the Tigers need to do something to get the team better. And he's kind of sad, saying most of the guys that he's played with for a lot of years are already gone. And he also mentioned that we're human, man. We think, we feel everything. It's hard when you hear that every day. Just imagine being at your job every day and being told that there's a possibility that you're going to be sent elsewhere. That'd be a little hard to deal with. Yeah, I know the guys make a lot of money, and they get paid to travel and paid to stay in fancy motels and eat meals. But still, if you're with a team or if you're at a job where you've been there for a number of years and hear that you might get sent elsewhere, it's got to be a little unnerving. Tigers resume baseball on the 14th of July, so we'll see what happens during the All-Star break. The Tigers start a series with the Toronto Blue Jays, so we'll see what happens then. For Tigers Tidbits, I'm Spencer Rivers.